This is KUT. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is promising to eliminate 5 federal agencies if elected president. That's a pledge he made in Tuesday night's debate. Shrinking government by closing agencies has been a common refrain among Republican candidates, but as KUT's Ben Philpott reports, it's really not that easy.
Conservatives hold up Ronald Reagan as one of the best, if not the best, president of the last 100 years. But even the great communicator couldn't eliminate agencies.
When Reagan got into office, he said immediately, "I want to kill the Department of Education and Department of Energy." And both of these agencies are still here.
Brian Smith is a political science professor at St. Edward's University. He says instead of eliminating an agency, the president uses the power of the purse strings to punish agencies they can't get rid of.
They play a funding game where they reward programs that they like and support and punish those that they do not by reducing the amount of funding.
Has a president or even Congress ever been able to eliminate an agency? Sure, back in 1996, in a bipartisan move, Congress eliminated the Board of Tea Examiners. That's right. Pretty much the best example of an agency being eliminated is when a 99-year-old, 7-person board that cost $200,000 to operate was dropped. Ben Philpott, KUT News.